Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Beloved, we are at part two of our series on the Hour One Nugget. Ask, seek, and find. And today we find ourselves in Matthew, the 7th chapter, and the 7th verse. I've spoken about this particular verse before, but it's worth reiterating, I think, especially in light of this series. Jesus says these words, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? I love this. Keep on asking. Yesterday we were looking at asking and seeking and finding, and we were looking at faith attached to that. If you believe it, it will happen. If you really believe it with your heart, and then we began to look at faith more closely. Today Jesus is saying this to you again, and He will keep on saying this to you as I bring you this series. I'm going to look for as many scriptures as I can find in the Bible that deal with asking and seeking and finding. Jesus is preaching here on His iconic Sermon on the Mount. Oh, I've told you this before, but I wish I'd been there. Just to imagine myself sitting on the hillside at the feet of our Lord, listening to Him speak, listening to those wonderful words coming from His mouth. Because those words were not coming from His mouth alone, they were coming from the mouth of the Father. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Now, it doesn't say it here, but I believe that what you ask for needs to really line up with God's will for your life. In other words, Jesus goes on to say, if your child asks for a loaf of bread, would you give him a stone instead? In the same way, if your child were to ask you for a knife or a gun, would you give it to him? Of course not. Because your child would not be able to cope with a knife or a gun, and it would not be right in their hands. And therefore, I believe God is bringing us this analogy. And He's bringing us the analogy of parents giving to their children. What would you give to your child? You would usually give something to your child that was good for them, not that was going to do them harm. So it's not anything that you seek for, you might get. I mean, look at it this way. I could say, Lord, this is what I'm asking for. I'm asking for a red Ferrari. I'm asking for a beautiful house in the country. I'm asking for £500,000 in the bank. The Lord might well look at the red Ferrari and think I'm likely to kill myself. The Lord might well look at a big house in the country and say, you don't need it. And the Lord might well say, if I were to give you £500,000, I think that would endanger you, not help you, because then you wouldn't be reliant on me. Are you hearing me today, beloved? Are you listening to me today, beloved? That is what I believe Almighty God is saying to you right now. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? Because the Lord would say to you, hearken unto my voice. Because my voice is the voice of reason and of love. Jesus goes on to say, "Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. When you are seeking, you will find. When you are knocking on the door, you will find the Lord God Almighty." That is quite clear. We need to seek and we need to find. Jesus also said this, "Seek first the kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That is what we are supposed to seek, beloved. We are supposed to seek Almighty God. Many people oftentimes will seek God, but they don't even realize they're seeking God. They know that there's a hole in their heart. There's a hole somewhere in the deep recesses of their heart. And they know that hole is there, and they are longing to have that hole filled, but they don't know where to look. So they start looking in all sorts of places. They start looking at Indian esoteric religion. They start looking all over the place. They start looking into the occult, thinking they're going to find that peace that they're looking for right there. But we know the truth, Lord. We know the truth. So this is why we declare it, Father. And the truth is this: Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Beloved, the only way to fill that gap, to fill that hole that is missing, is with the Lord Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit, and with God the Father. That is the way to fill that void in your life, if you are feeling a void right now. That is the only way. The Lord says to us, "Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you." When you're knocking, as Jesus often does, he knocks on the door of your heart, whether you realize it or not. And I believe for someone listening to this broadcast right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is knocking on the door of your heart right at this minute. He is knocking loudly. And he is saying to you, "Just open the door of your heart and let me come in." Now, what does that mean? It means understand that God is the only way. Jesus Christ is the only way. And therefore, when you open the door of your heart, in other words, you allow this to come into your heart. You allow this thought pattern that Jesus is Lord to take place in your heart. You will understand. Oftentimes people have said to me, "How do you know that God is real? How do you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? How do I know?" I know because I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has proved it to me time upon time upon time upon time upon time. And when I gave my heart to him, it was through faith, because then I had no knowledge. But after giving him my heart, I now have knowledge that there is truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? It is really, really important that you get to grips with this, beloved. Asking, seeking, and finding. Oftentimes I advocate that we spend a week without asking Almighty God for anything at all. We just spend that week worshiping him and loving him and not continually asking him for things, because it gets to be like a shopping list, if you will. Oftentimes that happens. But beloved, the only way to know, the only way to ask, the only way to seek, and the only way to find is to just do that. Ask the Lord. Seek him while he can be found. And then find him by saying to him, "Lord Jesus, come into my life." I believe there is someone listening to this broadcast right now, right at this second, right at this moment, and you're listening intently to what I'm saying. Perhaps you've tuned in to Worship Radio 247 just by chance. Maybe that's happened. Whatever the situation, know this. He's knocking on the door of your heart, and all you've got to do is say these words for that to become a reality in your life. Just say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the things I have done wrong. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me a brand new person. Let me be born again. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Amen and amen. If you've done that, I'd love to hear from you. All you've got to do is send me a quick email to studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, it was me. And if you don't want to do that, then you can go to the Facebook page and do it there. Just send us a message in Jesus' name.